Blackstone Publishing presents Remembered by Yvonne Battle Felton. This book is read by Yvonne Battle Felton.
To my children, know that you are always enough. The Voice. Negro plows streetcar into Clyde's. A night of terror erupted into a morning of much of the same as a Negro hurled a streetcar into Dawn and Clyde's department store. Barreling down Main Avenue with what witnesses say was a revolver in one hand, the Negro was hell-bent on destroying everything in his path, according to witnesses. In an evening that has seen hundreds, maybe thousands of motormen pulled from streetcars, we can only speculate as to how the Negro came to be operating the streetcar. Our thoughts and prayers are with the unfortunate streetcar operator who is yet to be found or identified. As the bricks and glass flew, onlookers surrounded the remains of the car, dragging the Negro and holding until police arrived for questioning. The Negro remains in critical condition. Chapter 1. 4:30 a.m. She's sitting there on top of the chiffon robe, rocking back and forth, swinging her legs in time to some music she heard 10, 20 years ago. She's like that, Tempe. Get something stuck in her head and it stays there like a thumbprint in wet cement. I want to ask her what she's listening to, but I haven't let on I know she's there. I can feel her watching me, smoldering, hating me for ignoring her. It serves her right. It's been nearly a year since the last time she came. She can just sit there brewing and rocking and waiting on me.